Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today, we have a special treat for our listeners. Our guest is Jeffrey Wand. He's a psychic, radio host, and author of a number of books, including The Psychic in You, Another Door Opens, Knock and the Door Will Open, and his latest release from Simon & Schuster is the ebook Dream Interpretations, A Psychic's A to Z Guide to Uncovering the Truth Behind Your Dream. So welcome, Jeffrey. It's great to have you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
It's our pleasure, as always, to have you on and talk about... Everyone wants to know. They wake up, what was that? What did that mean? Can you tell us a little bit about some of the most common symbols in dreams and what they mean?
Okay, well, usually I break it down this way. I would say to you, most people that I've encountered, especially when I do my book signings, I do my events, people will come up to me and say, oh my God, I had a dream that my teeth fell out. And What does that mean? And it would be like, you know, one tooth individually falling out, or not having like a whole, you know, having a whole group of teeth fall out. And I've always interpreted that as being an omen to something bad that's going to be taking place in the family, which would usually be bad health or somebody really getting severely sick. So that's always been like what I consider to be a more common omen. It doesn't mean, you know, to me that you need to go visit the dentist. It just means that something is going to happen on a, you know, on a very heavy duty level. Another common denominator that always plays into dreams is a lot of people will say to me, what does it mean when you see water? Now, you could be dreaming that you're standing, you know, at poolside and you're looking at this crystal clear water, and that's a good omen. That usually represents that that's going to be where your life is about to shift in a major change way. And especially if you could see the bottom of the pool, that's a good thing. Now, if you were looking at the ocean and you were seeing waves, that usually represents more of a troubled time in your life. And it usually symbolizes more of something that would be career based, where you're seeing these gigantic waves. It doesn't mean you're going to get hit by the waves, but it means that you're coming up into a time frame where you're really questioning your existence and your understanding of what your calling is in life. The other element that I've had a lot of people go through would be they're in a boat and they hit a sandbar, and that also is a call to an alarm where you see the boat, you know, going into a sandbar and you go flying. That usually represents somebody close to you is, you know, going to be going through a major, major health thing. But usually the water, the teeth, that would be the more common dreams. I mean, one of the more funnier ones that I think is people will dream they're pregnant, but pregnant in the dream really doesn't mean dream, it means death. And death in a dream means pregnant. So if you dream you're dying, that means you're having a baby.
So it's opposite in your dream and then your waking
usually,
life?
Usually, in my experiences, you would always interpret that where you're dreaming, you know, you're birthing, and that really means that there's a soul going out.
Oh, okay. Now, what about being chased or having to fight people off, stuff like that? I find that that is something that, you know, if my friends get to get, we talk about it. I had a dream I was being chased last night or something like that. What about if someone is in pursuit of you?
That usually represents a hidden enemy thing. That usually means that somebody around you is not being forthcoming. And that's usually more of an indication of something that would tie into like a jealousy thing, someone who's going to betray you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Now, you want to dream. This is the one that I tell people you really want to dream. I've had a couple of people that have won major money with these dreams. Being in a bikini in a snowstorm.
A bikini in a snowstorm.
Yes. I had one gentleman that was in a Speedo in a snowstorm, and he won one of the New York State lotteries for $26 million. And then
that's
I had another woman. Yes. And then, which if you've seen this guy, you would never want to see him in a Speedo. And, you know, this other woman that I had, she dreamt that she was in this very tight string bikini, you know, standing at the beach in the middle of a snowstorm.
Huh.
And she won.
Well, of course, in their dreams, they look perfect in these swimsuits, I'm sure.
Of course they do. I mean, if you would have seen him in the Speedo, you probably would have been like, he needs the money to do some plastic surgery.
So, right. You know, so that's interesting. I mean, yeah. So in a swimsuit or a bikini type, a revealing swimsuit,
yeah,
in a snowstorm.
Yes.
Does weather have different types of meaning?
Yes. If you, yeah, absolutely. Like if you see clouds coming, that usually is some sort of financial ruin. Or something that's coming up, you're going to take a major financial hit. If you were looking out and you saw the opening of the clouds and the sun coming, that means that, you know, the financial stuff is going to get much better. It could also represent career stuff.
You know, I find weather and dreams, yeah, to be interesting, like natural disasters, yeah, and like you mentioned, you already mentioned the waves, like tidal waves, but
yes,
things like tornadoes.
Yeah, tornadoes are usually more Freudian. Because that means, uh-huh, you're an inner, that's more of an inner turmoil thing, which means that I find that to be with people that are questioning sexuality are constantly dreaming, huh, that they're in the middle of tornadoes.
Huh, very interesting. So are dreams your subconscious reaching out to you, trying to communicate with you, to talk to you about what's going on in your waking life, things that you really can't see yourself?
Well, I think if you look at the Freudian approach, it's always been, yes, it's our subconscious. But in my experiences, you know, we do get visits from dead people. That's not uncommon. Where you're, mm-hmm, dreaming of your loved one, your departed one, and they appear. You know, I've had other instances also, which I talked about in the book, where, you know, a dead grandmother appears in a dream to her granddaughter, holds a baby, and presents a baby to her, to the daughter, granddaughter who's been having fertility issues, and you know, 3 months later, she's pregnant. So you get those things. They're not always on a subconscious level. They're also more of a spiritual or more of a psychic nature.
And reaching out from the other side, in a sense.
Oh, it's very. I mean, like I've had people, you know, being a medium and doing what I do and coming, mm-hmm, across all different people. I've had people, you know, that have said, hey, you know what? I've had this experience where mom died, you know, 2 months ago, and in the dream she came up, she hugged me, she kissed me, and she told me, you know, don't worry about things, I'll always be there, and then stepped away. But I could swear, you know, during the dream I could smell her, I could feel her, you know, she hugged me, I could feel it, it wasn't a dream. So, you know, it comes in different forms. I think that they use that because we're in a more relaxed state, we're more in a state, mm-hmm, emotionally where we're more open to making that kind of connection.
Now, do you think that it would be helpful for people to, let's say, use your ebook in conjunction with keeping a dream journal? Do you think that that is helpful?
Oh, without a doubt. I encourage yeah, that because it happens a lot with people. You need the journal because a lot of times you will get patterns that make no sense whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like I've had people ask me, you know, I'm falling from a skyscraper. What does that mean? And that's actually more of a sexual dream. That means that you're not sexually satisfied.
Okay.
So, you know, it's usually all different means to different situations. But by doing the journaling, that helps you get a pattern to what you're dreaming.
Right. And then, of course, then you'd be able to use that. And obviously, when we're looking at our dreams and interpreting them and applying them to our waking life, because you don't always remember either. So you have to, I would think, keep a pen and paper by your bed, you know, on your nightstand by your bed.
Yeah. I mean, this day you can even do it on your iPad. You can do a little memo.
Which is probably right there anyway.
Right? Agreed. Well, most people, I would say, you know, have an iPad or have some sort of device by the side of the bed that they can, mm-hmm, just basically do the memo and, you know, you can keep track of what you're dreaming and what you're experiencing.
Yeah, well, you know, everyone out there, you should do that. I think that it's very interesting to look into your, I mean, who needs therapy, you know?
Well, I mean, I think...
Just look at your, I'm just kidding. But, you know, you look at your dreams, you see what's going on, and maybe you things are coming up that can get your attention that you may not have thought about.
Well, I think it's so interesting because so many people, you know, interpret dreams in so many different ways. I try to make it where this is kind of basically all the experiences of any kind of dream element that I've encountered and anyone, mm-hmm, else that I've come across. And that's how I really put this together. And it has all different meanings and simplicities, you know, what the colors mean, what does it mean about dreaming with numbers, you know, what does it mean if you dream about an address or, you know, things like that. Everything, mm-hmm, in the book covers that.
Well, we have lots of dreams all the time. So everyone can learn more about Jeffrey Wands, his radio show, services, and books, including Dream Interpretation, the Psychic A to Z Guide to Uncovering the Truth Behind Your Dreams, on his website, jeffreywands.com. And that's JeffreyWands.com. So thank you, Jeffrey, for coming on. It was a pleasure talking to you again.
You too, Stacey. My pleasure.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, and is the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts just like this one. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.